and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 8. Today's episode is actually being recorded on a very dark and rainy day, and my office is in the basement. So just picture that in your head, and it's a little spooky. And I'm going to be reading some creepy stories. So wish me luck. I hope you guys are in a good spooky mood. It's almost October. Holy crap. But with that said, we are now in Virgo season. And so I'm going to tell you who a Virgo is. Virgos are excellent advisors, always knowing how to solve a problem. This can make them helpful and extremely useful to have around, but also brings out their need to search the problem and everything and everyone around them. They will care for people they build a solid relationship with, treasuring them for years and nurturing them in every way possible. An intimate friendship with a Virgo is always earned by good deeds. I'm going to be honest, I don't really know a lot about Virgos. I don't think I even know a lot of Virgos. Maybe I do. I just need to pay attention a little bit more. I just really had no idea who a Virgo was, and now I know. So if you are a Virgo, let me know if that sounds like you. And let's just move on to these stories, because I'm ready for some spookiness on this spooky rainy day.
This comes from Big Boy Juicy Boy on Reddit.
About 7 years ago, I went through a breakup and was in a bad place mentally. It was about 10:30 at night, and I was having a cigarette out on the deck. We lived on a farm, and I was pretty upset sitting outside on the bench that stretches around the outside of the deck. I had gotten to a point where I didn't believe in anything paranormal, but I heard a noise that sounded like faint footsteps. In my head, I said to myself, it's just the cows in the paddock. So I didn't turn around. The footsteps slowly got louder. Still, I didn't turn around as the cows were in the paddock. Suddenly, I felt something grab my shoulder, quite forcefully, and pull me down towards the ground. I swung my arm around, thinking it must have been one of my friends or roommates. But as I turned, a sick feeling hit my stomach, as no one was anywhere to be seen. I stood up shocked, ran to the door, cigarette still in hand, trying to comprehend what had happened. Then again, the footsteps on the ground coming towards the stairs and onto the deck. I threw my cigarette and ran in the door. I went to my room shaking, trying to think of what could have happened. I eventually fell asleep. The next night, I went outside for a cigarette, not even thinking about what happened the night before. Again, the bloody footsteps, my whole body sunk, feeling like I was trapped, and was like, Justin, you have to pull your head out of the gutter. I have only had it happen to me one more time in the last 7 years, also when not in the best headspace. I'm telling you, it always happens when you're in the worst headspace when things come to you. It's like in a previous story, that person had a negative experience and something happened. So I think there's some kind of correlation there. But anyhow, we're going to go on to the next story.
This comes from Alaskan Hata on Reddit.
When I was a kid, On weekends, I love staying up late watching TV and sleeping on the couch since I didn't have school. I always stayed up later than everyone and always watched my whole family go to sleep first. Around 2 a.m., I finally get tired and go to sleep. I plant my face into the cushion and close my eyes. Just as I was dozing off to sleep, I heard the sink turn on, and it sounded like someone was moving the dishes around the sink, as if they were washing them. I never fully went to sleep. I was conscious the entire time. What makes it so creepy is the kitchen was positioned in the corner of my apartment, and the couch had a view of my room, my parents' room, and the kitchen. No one came in or out of their rooms. I didn't even hear the door open. Then, suddenly, I hear the sink turn off, and the rummaging in the sink stopped. I asked my family if anyone got up at 2 a.m. and just started doing the dishes, and they all laughed and asked what I was talking about. I never slept in the living room again. Well, at least they were doing the dishes, whatever it was, right? I mean, it doesn't sound like a bad ghost, like the first story, you know? But anyhow, I hope you guys enjoyed the stories today and have a spooky day. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.